Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come. Moto Randos.
Yeah, I can hold it just fine.
That's the nice thing about having a belly now.
Oh, yeah.
They're turning, there we go.
Yeah.
Been packing on weight for podcasts.
He's been doing he's packing on weight with the old lady.
Yeah.
You got a beer shelf.
That was nice.
How is the things
she's
coming along?
She's due in 12 weeks, I think, now. Yeah. I think she just said 12 weeks. First week in June or July.
So is this the halfway?
No, she's more than halfway.
What is it? 30 weeks, right?
40.
40?
40 weeks.
40 weeks.
Oh, man.
To fully cook a baby. 40 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she had her 20 week in February, first part of February. So, yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
I bet it's just flying by for her. I bet it's been so easy. And
yeah.
Just,
you know, and she's completely level headed about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. We didn't get into a massive argument on Easter or anything. So
no.
Yeah.
What was the argument about whether or not you should tell your kid the Easter Bunny's real?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, not into it then.
He's out.
Yeah. I love my wife.
No,
I mean nothing happened.
No, we're not recording.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Does she have like any of like the heartburn or any of that stuff? Like,
it's different for this one, which is why I think it's a girl. She was a bit more nauseous, I think, than she was with Easton.
Did she puke? Did she have morning
sickness?
She did.
No, she didn't have morning sickness, but she had thrown up like 3 times. I don't think she
That's
threw up at all with Easton.
Corey.
Yeah. Right? Just sees me it. Putting all this weight on.
He comes home from work. I'm going to shower. Gets out of the shower. I'm going to be sick.
I always heard the heartburn was an indicator they're going to have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
You know, that's
so
her,
she just started having heartburn, and she said the same thing, that I think it's because of that. And then she isn't sleeping super great right now, but yeah. What?
These things are so weird. A lot of hair gives them heartburn.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but it's just so weird.
Yeah. She had the worst heartburn ever. Like, the worst heartburn for, like, the whole pregnancy. Like, she couldn't eat anything or drink anything. She'd get heartburn.
Sure.
She was just popping Tums. And Marvin came out with a full head of hair.
Well, yeah, but he's a ginger.
Yeah, he's a ginger. That's what it was. The spicy hair got
him. That's what, like, we were laughing last night is because Marvin, before you got here, I was telling him he drinks 3 gallons of whole milk a week.
Oh, baby.
Dude, just a little Michelin,
and
man.
Yeah.
That's all Mariah. That was her craving when she was pregnant, was whole milk.
Whole milk, sure.
Emma's never had cravings ever. I mean, like, she ate pizza rolls for, like, the first trimester. Mm. That was, like, one of the only things that sounded good. But other than that, no.
I wish I was pregnant.
Yeah, right.
No cravings like that.
Why, you want an excuse?
I crave everything. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I would rather not ever be.
No, pregnant. No, no.
That would be. Yeah. That's terrible.
I'll just do my part and move on from there.
Yeah.
3 pumps and that's it.
Yeah.
So have you gone back in and knocked the balls off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got a girl then.
What have you done?
You're supposed to stay out of there. So if you want a boy.
That joke. Here, how it comes out, starts poking you. How do you like
how
it?
You like
how
do you like it?
I don't have to worry about that. That's a moot point.
Can't get deep enough, huh?
Yeah.
But welcome to the Border Outdoors podcast. I'm Mac.
I'm Corey.
I'm Seth.
I'm Tim.
I think this is a good start so far. It has been a long, long time since we've all been together.
Yeah.
We have been together.
Super long
like
time.
I bet it was last summer. It was hot, I think. Last
right?
Time.
Like when all 4 of us were together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been some. I just kind of figured.
With Larry.
With this, what have you guys been up to? What's been going on? Like everyone.
Holy smokes.
We haven't even been talking, like hardly talking. Like you guys went to Homegrown. Like, Tim got his new truck. Like, he went ice fishing. Like, there's so much stuff that.
Yeah.
Like,
Lake
everyone's
of the Woods,
been just
Lake
crazy.
Trail weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a bunch of crap going on. Corey's got a brand new bow set up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Brought
too.
It with.
Yeah. What should we start with? When are we planning to air this bad boy?
We can do this on Tuesday.
Okay, let's do this one Tuesday. Well, we should probably tackle right away that turkey season.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about turkeys.
Yeah. Turkey season's coming up. I believe it's Wednesday the 17th. It opens on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So. Let me just bust out the calendar quick, but it opens on a Wednesday, the 17th. So
that'll be a week from when this comes out? Or is it the Tuesday before?
It'll be a week and a day
when
this comes out. And it's different than this year. You used to have to, with gun licenses, you used to apply for certain seasons, and then you could always default to the last season after whatever as a backup. Now, the only thing you had to apply for was the special hunts like Carlos Avery, Sanctuary, and stuff. Everything else, you just go pick your season for gun, A through F, or A through E. You pick your five-day season, and go hunt it, and then you have the last season, which is F, to go as a backup.
Yeah. So any you can go pick any season. Yep, you go pick
it. You can go buy it over the counter. You just have to pick your season for.
Yeah, you can buy it like the day before, even. Yep, but it has to be the day before. You can't buy it.
It's 20. It's
yeah. 24 you can't fill hours. The tag the same day.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I think that's the same with archery and deer too. Like it's supposed to be
and
24 hours.
I'm assuming you can buy it the same season that you're in.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure.
You just can't fill it until the next day. Right.
And then archery is the same where you can. Archery is the good for the whole season. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I haven't confirmed, but I'm imagining that crossbows are legal and you can shoot a crossbow for turkeys all season.
Yeah, you could.
It's
last
archery.
Year. You
yeah.
could last year, yeah.
Right. I have not confirmed that because I don't do that, but
I wouldn't see why it'd be any different than whitetail. Right.
I've heard nothing different. So, and then I'm ashamed to say, but I'm also pumped. Our good friend of the podcast, Joe Landowski, the bird dog guy. He called me up. He said, "Hey, I got two sweet properties. I got permission for us to go turkey hunting on." So he said he'd been seeing Tom's at the one every day. So him and I are probably going to go try to go out and stick one pretty early in the season for fun. So I'll go miss my turkey for the year there.
I've been seeing a lot of Tom's.
Lot.
That last snowstorm we had, I was plowing on this gravel road, and I look over to my left, and there was five or six Toms just hanging out together.
Yeah.
Just big old beards on them. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, as soon as it was done snowing, I was seeing them out in the fields picking corn and stuff. So,
right. Yeah. This isn't going to be a long segue, but I do have to sidetrack real quick. You said you were plowing a gravel road. Were you on the road with your plow truck? Because I heard a little something happen. Maybe you should fill us in quick.
I went in the ditch.
Yes.
Actually, I didn't go in the ditch. I ended up in the bean field.
Hey, you can't park there.
Yeah, I was driving from one spot, from one gravel road to the next.
Yep.
And it was like that perfect transition where the county plowed the road off, and then it just started snowing and got cold.
Yep.
And the road was turning to the right a little bit, and I started driving, and all of a sudden, a guy that does our cul-de-sacs was coming in the opposite lane. And I turn and I look and I'm like, I'm not stopping. And luckily he was paying attention and saw, he said that he looked at me. He goes, "I knew you weren't going to stop." So like we changed lanes. He went to the right of me. And I, as soon as I saw him going right, I looked up and all I saw was electrical poles.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
boy, this gravel road got rough. We got to get the blade out here.
Well, we had the blade out.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, I don't know. So I just kind of did whatever I could. And the next thing you know, he said, all he saw was snow.
Sure.
He's like, "I thought you were dead." And then all of a sudden the reverse lights turned on because like I stopped and I'm like, "I wonder if I can back up." So I was like 60 yards into the field, hit it in reverse, backed up, and then I almost got out and then the tire slipped right at the ditch.
Oh.
I'm like, "I'm done." And then my boss was down the road in the blade and he came out and I got a earful. But
yeah. As you're backing up, you're like, "They're never going to know."
No, they would have known. But like nothing was broke on the truck. It was like, you could hardly tell I was even there just besides like the little bit of dirt that hit like, you know, the underbody.
Sure.
Like driving across the snow. But I was like, yeah,
did you pull everything up or?
I was just driving to the next road.
Got it.
Where I was driving the county. So I never put the plow down. I didn't have enough time.
Sure.
I was like, I'm not stopping.
Yep.
I was like, oh, shit.
It worked out good. It was a good way to like, you know, have it happen and nobody got hurt. And
it was fine.
Not a giant ditch, thankfully.
Yeah, right. No, it wasn't. It wasn't super steep.
It was steep enough. I would have puckered.
Yeah, I was off of County Road 10.
10? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. Yeah, that would not be fun.
No, that was a pucker moment.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Don't go over! Don't go over!"
It was one. It was like one of the random days I actually called Mac in the last couple months, and he actually was like, "What's up?" I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" He goes, "Well, I almost died today." I was like, "Let's hear about it." Yeah. So glad you're okay, and the truck was fine. So
I've had a pretty good roll of things like that. I told Mariah the other day, I'm like, "We should probably get like make sure our life insurance and everything's in order."
Yeah,
I've had some pretty close
calls. Close enough to remind you. Not a bad idea. But. So back to turkey hunt. Is any of you guys planning to go out?
Yeah, I'm planning to go out. I already got some private land locked down.
Just
west of you. I hunted out there once last year. Saw some turkeys. They were just on the adjacent property.
He was with a bunch of hens and a couple of Jakes, so there was no pulling him off. But yeah, I locked that down about a month ago. I was like, hey, do you mind if I come back? I was like, yeah, just let me know when you're coming. So
sure.
I should probably text him like, yeah, next weekend. So, but
I think I'm going to go Ron. He bought Matthew's Adrenaline last fall.
Nice.
And that's the first thing he said is, I can't wait to shoot turkeys. So I think we're going to tag team as get out a couple times. I'm not really expecting.
But sure.
He said he's got some private land between Delano and Montrose, or Buffalo and Montrose.
Nice. There's a lot of birds over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, good. It's fun.
Yeah.
I hope we just freaking tag out in the first week.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
I think the guy that I'm going on his property, I think his sister-in-law hunts out there too, so I got to kind of see what weekend she's planning on hunting out there.
Sure.
But yeah, I definitely want to try to get one with the bow, and I've been practicing, so...
Yep.
Yeah, I really just want to try to hunt bow the whole time.
Yeah,
so.
I'm definitely doing archery.
Yeah.
No, why go out and buy turkey rounds and deal with all that? I've got a bow I can miss with. So
I should probably practice sitting down, see how that goes for me. So
I shoot
better. It's different.
I shoot better sitting down than I do standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we even tried.
Sure.
Sitting down. So now I got a longer axle to axle. So
ooh.
Yeah, I should probably put the blind up and try shooting through it.
Yeah, it's shooting out of the blind. That's what makes it feel awkward because you gotta watch your arrow height versus, you know, you know what I mean? So yeah.
You each get stories about that.
Yeah.
So. Give the old canvas X to yourself. And
We got to say it. Tim, are you going to shoot it in your underwear out your window?
Thinking about it.
Well, you were supposed to last year. You should.
Yeah, well, them cocksuckers left my yard like a week before it opened last fall, and I haven't seen them since.
Really?
We did hear a couple toms out in the field last night, though. Why? And I were standing outside. We could hear them. So
okay,
they're around. They're just not coming through.
Maybe this is the year they make their mistake.
It's because every year it's like, you guys should come here.
And yeah, come here. Shoot them out my window.
Just fucking shoot them.
Kill one.
I was going to try to, I don't see any turkeys like right around my house, but I go like a couple miles down the road and I'll see them everywhere. But I've literally never like seen one in the yard.
Sure.
Seen one across the road, nothing. So I looked into it, you know, like what to feed turkeys. And like everything that pops up, don't feed turkeys. Don't feed turkeys. Like, because I guess they can get super aggressive. So I was just going to put it out where I got my deer feeder. And they're like, well, if you put, you know, sunflower seed, you know, basically bird seed, like you would give a normal bird, if you put it out and then they become pets, if you will,
sure.
I guess they get super aggressive towards my pet. So I wouldn't want my dog just trotting out in the yard and getting spurred by a turkey.
That'd be awesome.
We used to have a pet turkey.
Really?
Like, we bought, when we're all living with Mitch's, we bought turkeys from Runnings.
Oh, really?
And like, I don't know, it got pretty big. We called him Thanksgiving. But like, we had, he had a...
Did he run like on South Park?
but like, they had a deer feeder, and we're trying to feed the deer, and it was all turkeys.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're up on the deck.
Sure.
Pecking out of the bird
feeder. Oh, and that was the other thing it said if you try to feed them and then they hang around your house too much, they'll start roosting on your house and they can actually they can actually start causing like damage to your house.
They'll start pecking at your windows, your screens and all that shit.
Yeah, 30-pound bird sitting on top of your
shingles. It's causing damage, so now you can shoot it.
Well, true. Yeah, but literally a bunch of articles I found said don't do it.
That's
like, fine. Like if you want to have like property like out in the woods,
sure.
Not in your backyard.
Not right in the backyard.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'd be curious if you did put a bunch of stuff out if it would even work.
Right.
You know, but
I should try putting it out I probably should have put it out a month ago, but I'd put, I put corn in the feeder every once in a while.
Let's be clear. This isn't so you can shoot them in your backyard.
I just want to see if they're around. I got 35 acres behind me, and I just want to see if they're there.
I feel like if you had corn out there, they would have been there already.
They sure like the corn I put out for my squirrels, and I feed my pet squirrels.
Yeah, so. I would imagine. There you
go. Hey, do you got a turkey call? Like, do you?
Yeah, I got a box call.
A box call.
I tried the diaphragms. I can't do it. I'm not used to shoving stuff in my mouth, so it
takes
the
practice.
The old gag reflex.
I've got a multiple. I got a turkey tom and. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on the other guy.
The gobbler?
The gobbler, and what was the one? Oh.
I got the Woodhaven.
Woodhaven,
those
yep.
things
I got
are
Woodhaven.
Awesome.
Yep, yeah.
I was with you. I didn't like the deal on top of the mouth, but you just cut that diaphragm a little bit, get it to fit, and they're so easy to blow.
It was one of those things where I bought them twice, over a few year period, I couldn't make the thing squeak.
Yeah.
And then one day I got it to pop and I was like, oh, okay, that's how you position it. Yeah. And then it was good.
It's super easy.
I bought like a 3-pack. So they well, I think it was technically a 4-pack, but you get like a practice call and then you get 3 mouth calls.
Yep.
And the practice call I could get, but like it, something different. Like it doesn't sound right. It's not quite there.
It's just about the feel and
right. And then I would put one of the regular ones in, and I just couldn't do it. Yeah,
I've actually been carrying calls around quite a bit because I got that elk hunt coming up. So I got a cow call here.
God, wake my kid up. It's on you.
Corey's making me laugh. I think I can do a turkey call with it.
Think you can make yourself look like an idiot?
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. Takes well, a little and then practice.
I got the box, like not the box call, but like the box where you got
slide
the
purr.
Oh yeah, whatever.
That thing is awesome.
It's dude. I called lots of turkeys in with the box call.
And people really hate on the box call. They do, and I don't understand it.
I love it. It carries. That sound carries. Works. And I've never been a slate. I've never used a slate.
Oh, slates are tough.
I know. They seem kind of tough.
You have to stay dry. If they get wet, isn't it? You're
right. Yeah. Screwed. Right. Right. Right.
Same with the box call. If it gets too wet, the chalk on the rim, you know, but it'll be fun. I did buy a new turkey decoy. I got the Primos. A
couple sitting right up
the
here.
The inflatable ones. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got the Primos one that kind of collapses. And then I bought a Flex Tone from Runnings the other day. Looked really good. And I was like, it's with the kids. And was like, treat yourself. I got myself a nice little decoy, so I'm excited to go out and try it.
Nice.
Should be fun.
I got a few. Actually, like the one that I bought, it must have been sitting in the box a while because it's just the shell, but it's like a soft rubber shell.
Yep.
And then they say just pour hot water on it if there's any like dents in it or whatever, because it's still somewhat rubber. It's not like plastic. And it, or they say leave it in your driveway on a hot day and it'll pop. And it does until it gets cool. Like right around freaking turkey hunting, and then there's still like kind of a dent
in there.
It's still just not totally right.
Sure, sure. But I thought you were going to say like you boiled some water and then melted
your started a big plastic fire in my
No, it's just a big bowl.
Bottle, yeah.
But, yeah, I got a few too. I should probably put them out so like I let the boy run around with the box call and he messes around with it and he takes his Nerf guns and pretends we're going to go turkey hunting. And he's got, when we were at Nick's for guys' night, he got a bunch of Legos, and then remember like the Lego suitcase or briefcases. Remember those?
Oh yeah. Nope.
So that's his hunting lunch pail. He calls it, and he'll throw a bunch of snacks in there. And I'll go, and he's in the corner of his room, and he's just got a whole thing full of snacks. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm turkey hunting.
Gotta have snacks.
Yeah. Awesome. So, anyways, I should put some of the decoys out. He'd probably get a kick out of that. Yeah. So
on that Border Outdoors Facebook page that we got, Nick Virgine posted that video of that kid shooting a turkey load. You see that?
No.
Holy frick. Yeah. Good way to ruin a kid, but it was funny, but it's like this redneck. Go ahead and shoot it. And the mom's like, no, I haven't put it in. He's like, no, let the boy shoot it now.
Let the boy
watch. So this guy with this redneck accent is like, go ahead now, point it at the, and the kid can't even put the gun under his arm. Like, he's way too small to have a 12-gauge in his arm.
Oh, it's a 12-gauge?
Yeah, and it's got turkey loads in it.
Oh, man.
And so it freaking blows the kid backwards. And everybody's fine, but I was like, yeah, good way to get somebody killed or ruin the kid for hunting forever.
Right,
but
right.
It is entertaining to see it.
I can't get, like, I have to physically type in the podcast page. Like,
oh, really?
Border, and on my Facebook, Border, anytime Scott makes a post, I don't see it. I don't see anything from the podcast group.
Is it like a setting that you can change?
I think Scott kicked him out of the group.
I was going to say, did one of you guys block him?
I got blocked. Or Facebook.
Oh, we should probably shut. We did that at Homegrown at night, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm like, shit, you better do that. Facebook jail. Like, I can't see anything. I have to physically go on there, and all of a sudden I'm like, there's 50 posts, and I'm like, holy shit.
What the heck?
Okay, Nick Virgine, Gardito. Nick Virgine,
Gardito. I gave it up. I lost a Super Bowl bet, and I had to give it up, and I've been way better about not going on social. So like every once in a while I'll jump on, but I thought it was Joe Cool when I put that little video together on Instagram. I told them, I was like, I created, is it a short or a, I think it's a reel.
And then
I was like, hunting songs, and I saw that one. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna make a reel. And like two people liked it, but I thought it was just the coolest thing.
You got TikTok? You should make a TikTok. No. And then you can see all the people.
It's bad enough between Facebook and then like all the hunting stuff on Instagram. Like Man, I could spend way too much time on that stuff.
If I go on Facebook, it's straight Marketplace. I'm on Marketplace 99% of the time.
Yep.
There's a truck I can't afford. There's that. Oh, that's kind of cool. You just go on a rabbit hole. Oh, what do they got for new debt finders? What do they got for, look at this, look at that. And it's like, you have everything on
there. I don't even realize how much crap I want to buy to like one market. Oh, dude. I should get that. That's a good deal.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a dog kennel. That's a gunner.
Oh, I have four.
That's $300 off.
Exactly.
That's still $800. That's a good deal.
What pisses me off is when people put like, whatever, a pair of hunting pants on there and they're full price. It's like, I'll just go to the store where I can return it.
Right.
Or it's like, a convenience, Seth.
Where your bare nuts weren't inside of it. Like, why would I buy used pants for full price?
Yeah.
Like,
when I got that new sleeping bag, I talked to my wife about it, and I was like, they have one left. Like, it says one left. I'm going to buy it. And it was this, well, do you really think we need it? Like, you got a sleeping bag, you know, like, sitting there. And I looked at her, I'm like, I don't think she had asked, but I said, I'm not going to go on, like, Marketplace and find some used sleeping bag. Right. Or I'm not going to get one from an outfitter at Boundary Waters where someone doesn't shower for a week and is just in that thing in the middle of summer, hot, nasty,
moist.
Sweaty.
That's
no. I was like, no, I'm just gonna buy the sleeping bag.
That's a thing. Like, you can wash that thing as many times as you want, and that'd feel so gross.
So gross.
Dude. Not knowing what was in there, just someone's sweaty body. Just
what was in there.
Yeah,
like
burrito.
Yeah. After last summer, I'm never buying boxers on Facebook Marketplace.
You got the itch good.
Like, it still itches.
The rash.
It hasn't even dried yet. I'm like, what the hell?
Going back.
Why are they so crusty? Like, I had to bleach them like a bunch of times.
Back to Seth's point about you never know how much stuff you want. If I open up my phone right now and I go to my browser, I have four different pages set up, four different companies, and I got like 11 items in one cart. I got four items in another, and I wait for them to go on sale, and then when they go on sale, I'll buy them. But if I were to buy everything like in my Go Hunt, my wish list, there's like 52 items in there
Holy crap.
Yeah, dude.
Did any of you guys buy a lottery ticket and money at Quick Trip?
No. Should have.
Ooh, so, that's
50 grand.
Someone won 50. I think it was the one off 25.
I thought three $1 million
one
tickets.
One was in
Fridley. Yeah, in Minnesota.
No way.
There was a total of four that were nearby that were $50,000.
This last Monday.
Or maybe it was $50,000. I bought
tickets.
I seen it on
yesterday.
Facebook.
Yeah, it was. I think Monday is when it was drawn. There's a $50,000 on a Quick Trip at Monty.
That's freaking sweet.
But no one's has.
It's
did
probably
anyone
a passerby.
Win the $1 billion yet?
The Mega Millions is still sky high. The Powerball got one.
Someone won the $1.9 billion dollars.
I think that's down to like $4 million.
Oh, it's Mondays and Fridays, right?
Yeah, not enough for me to even bother with.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, right.
No, I bought a ticket for it. I
thought it was Monday, Wednesday.
Mega
Fridays.
Millions, I think, is
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Oh, geez, I'm way off.
I think they're.
I thought one of them was
I
only
think
twice
they rotate
a week.
Days.
Okay.
I think the Powerball is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the Mega is Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Sure. Either way, the ticket I bought yesterday was in Otsego, so. Not me. Loser town.
I bought the best is like
nothing.
Buy a Powerball ticket. It's like $1 billion, and then you're just on Facebook and you're looking. It's like, what? Oh,
I'm gonna move here. I'm
homegrown selling land.
How's that IOU working?
Three mil.
Yeah, 3.4 mil.
They already
or
sold
like
it
that.
Too.
For what?
Already sold it. Gone?
Oh yeah, within a day.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I can't
gosh.
Remember. Jeff put an thing on Facebook. I can't remember how many offers or people waiting to see it. Like, it was gone right away.
That's amazing. Yeah. Good for them. That's awesome.
Which one was that? One of the ones we've been to, or
it's
is
almost
that
like
else?
It was a spider.
I don't
one.
Think it was.
It was on YouTube. Oh. Like, it was one of the ones that I think they bought and then designed everything on YouTube. I think it was like a big spider. Like, it was. Had like legs coming off of it for the food plot and with corn. And then they had like, it was really cool design. I can't remember. How many acres was it?
I don't know. It had to
be like 200 or 300.
I forget.
I thought it was like 325 acres.
It was a big chunk of land.
Yeah.
If I could have gotten it squared away with the bank before it sold, I would have gotten it. But
dude,
if
you had the money, like all those redneck blinds,
everything went with it. Yeah.
It was turnkey.
Yeah.
Wow.
I showed Jane this, and she's like, well, is there a house on it? Like, what the hell are you talking about? What does that matter
to
us?
Right?
Is there a house? Yeah, we got one in the driveway.
Yeah.
Let's park that thing over.
Exactly.
Property taxes will be way less with the trailer than with the actual house.
I did love that the posting and the little advertisement they did told you what it was they were asking.
Yeah.
Because there's
yeah.
nothing worse than when there's this big buildup.
Call
for
price.
Yeah, call for
yeah.
price.
Because if you
yeah.
got if you have to ask, you
well,
can't afford
me, well,
it.
Well, that's just
dream
it.
A little
you know?
Bit.
Yeah. yeah. That's
well,
just it.
Speaking of homegrown, was it Saturday? We were flying home from Virginia, and I actually got a window seat this time. And I'm looking around. They said we're all ready to start descending in, and I'm like, oh, okay. Let's see if we got for snow and shit like that. I open my window. I'm looking out there. I swear we were probably over the top of Buffalo County.
Yeah.
Because also, I'm, at my first impression, I'm like, are we in like the hills, you know,
kind
of the mountains.
Could you see the river? Because it's
I could I could see the river, and when we crossed over that river, I swear we were pretty close to Lake City, which isn't very far from there. So I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it's any of the homegrown farms that I've seen, but I definitely seen some stuff where you can see food plots and all that, and then the different fields, and then the woods and everything like that. So I'm
sure.
pretty sure that's where we were. So. We had a smaller plane where we couldn't do the little "where's my plane" deal.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
That kind of sucked. But yep. other than that, I'm like, a lot of times you're flying in, you don't know where exactly you're at. You think you might know, but this one, right. yeah, I'm pretty damn sure. When I seen the St. Croix or whatever there, I'm like, yep, that was it. It had yep. to be.
Cool.
So that was kind of fun.
Speaking of homegrown, I heard you guys, it was a fun trip.
Oh,
it was
so much fun.
Yeah.
God dang, was that a fun trip. We, I mean, we found all way so much better than last year.
Yeah.
Zach, you should have been there.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I don't mean to rub it in, but.
But
I'm gonna.
It was so much better. Like, and it was a good farm and all that stuff, but not having the snow issue
mm-hmm. yeah.
made it so much more. You just had so much more confidence that you weren't walking past stuff.
Yeah.
And
yep.
for as weird a year as it was, like, because they were like, man, the deer haven't had to be on the food as much, you know, we don't have as much snow, they could be scattered everywhere, and we were finding yeah. them on every
Joy was saying there was still side. Bucks that hadn't dropped yet.
Yeah,
actually yeah. on their
property yeah. Or neighboring properties
on their property. Last week I was out by XL Energy in Becker mm-hmm. and I was driving by, and there was a big six that hadn't dropped yet.
What?
Last huh. week. Swear to God.
What the frick?
Yeah, I'm telling
Maybe
you.
Maybe that's one of them hermaphrodites.
It yeah, could one be. Of them Texas bucks.
Texas bucks.
What do they call it, a cactus buck?
The female.
That
yeah,
the
doe.
That,
yeah, because they're always velvet. In velvet, too, mm-hmm. yeah. They're just yeah. goofy. Yeah, they do look like a cactus. They're just goofy
yeah.
looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They grow, like, straight up. They don't go out. They're just, like, straight. Fucking, yeah,
they're not doing it right.
it was kind of weird because when we went out there, yeah, our mission was to record like a podcast Friday night, record a podcast Saturday night, then do a recap. Friday night, there was like absolutely no time.
No
you know,
time.
It's always jammed together with.
But yet we were up for how many freaking hours?
Right,
yeah. We're up forever. But.
You know, it was one of those things where there was a bunch of guys there, and it just went 0 to 100. Everybody was amped up. Perry was shooting hoops.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Was just laughing.
Yeah.
And at one point, Joey's like, well, you guys want to do, are we going to do a podcast or something tonight? I was like,
nope. No,
I'm not going to try to rein this.
Yeah.
Well, it felt like we were just going to wreck everything. It's
yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
we're not messing
Everybody
with this.
Everybody was vibing and having a great time.
Yep.
And
Jeff's yep. wife came out. I think it was like the next day. And she's like, you guys must've had a pretty good time. It was awfully loud. I completely forgot that they were even there. You know, like they walked by us and everything. After yeah. she said something, I was like, oh, that's yeah. right.
He must yeah. have her trained pretty good. If yeah. it was my wife, she would have came up. She didn't care who
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
Shut
the F up.
You know? Kids are sleeping.
She yeah. was pregnant and everything, so she really had an excuse to, like,
yeah.
shut
yeah.
up and go to bed.
They had no kids there, but, yeah, she was a trooper. To...
Yeah, a bunch of them were in their garage.
yeah. Corey didn't go to sleep at 9 o'clock, so that was good.
Yeah.
He stayed up, and actually it was about 1:30 in the morning. And we're all having a good time. And I went up. Corey was getting.
I was having a very good time.
Corey was having a good time.
yeah.
And I just walked up to Corey and I just was like, hey, bud, let's go to bed. and he yeah. goes, thank you. And then
I needed somebody to tell me.
Yeah,
to
he's like,
bed,
I needed yeah. somebody to do that. As he's crawling into bed, I had waters and stuff ready for him. He's like, hey, Seth, seriously, thanks a lot. I needed this.
yeah. Well, then I woke up the next morning. I think you had already taken off, and then I looked, and there was a. I slept on a cot because there wasn't that many there, and there was a. I have like a little ledge on the cot, and there was a bottle of water in the cup holder. And I look at Tim. I was like, "Seth's a good friend. Look at that. He's got a bottle of water sitting there."
Meanwhile, Corey's sleeping on his back yeah. with one leg off,
just in my underwear.
Oh, yeah. The world's spinning.
Yeah,
but then I had two water bottles by me, and I said, "He's a better friend than me."
Yeah. I probably drank one. I just never even knew it.
Oh yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And then we recorded that podcast on the way back. Right after we stopped recording, we stopped at the bar that we stopped at for mimosas last year.
The Six String Bar, I think it's called.
And we got the pizza, which was really good.
That was good.
And what, stuffed like, hash browns or something?
Yeah, jalapeno cheese curds.
Oh, yeah. Those were
good.
Dude,
yeah.
Did you ever go to the place in Delano, Edie Mays, that had the stuffed hash browns?
Nope.
Oh, that was really good.
Oh, man. Getting hungry. And then Corey slept the whole rest of the way home.
Yeah.
Lay down in the backseat and just.
Oh.
That was the quietest ride we ever had.
I stole your 20 bucks.
Oh, yeah. For gas. Yeah, you were home. Oh, yeah.
No McDonald's.
I knew
you guys killed the tradition. We go to McDonald's.
You weren't there. True. You killed the tradition.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Way to go.
It wasn't the same. It was way effing better.
I had way more fun.
Yeah, no, it does suck.
So how many sheds you guys find? Individually.
I found two.
Seth
found eight.
I found eight, yeah.
Yeah. 65 for the group.
Now, Corey, did these two that you found, is there a story behind the two that you found?
Not really.
Were they legal for the tournament?
Which part of the homegrown properties was found?
On the southernmost part of it.
Southernmost
by County Road.
Right along the border.
Don't remember.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the Onyx, they have like a plus or minus tolerance of like maybe like 500 yards.
Yeah. If you go back and measure, I'll guarantee it's way less than
What do they call it? The when the crime has been so long and it doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Statute of limitations is now over, Corey.
Yes. Yep. Oh, man. So freaking funny. Yeah,
so technically, Corey's found zero again. Yeah. They're illegal.
Yeah. You know what's the I told him that on the way. I was like, you know, if it wouldn't have been for those two, I wouldn't have found any again. That's this year.
Yeah. Seth calls Corey, where are you? I'm on five. What the hell is T? He's like, the road, T. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
How'd you get to the road?
So
you trespass?
I really didn't think it was that far away.
It's not.
We got in a truck and started driving. I'm like, where the fuck is T? Yeah. We're driving.
He must have saw a squirrel
and
just
know
started
Corey,
going that
And you
way.
Know Corey. I'm like, dude, you left the property. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, no, we'll talk about it later.
Put
it
this way.
I pick him up. I was like, yeah, dude. And he goes, no, it's not. See? And he zooms out. And right away, he sees a line. He's like, oh, shit. Like,
you know, it was far enough to where your truck had to shift into overdrive by the time we turned it.
I got to find it now. And I'm going to prove you guys it's so not funny. As far as what you think.
No, well,
you
so,
can draw a
yeah,
straight
no,
line, right?
In all honesty, the neighbor's property came down, and there's a skinny little sliver between the county road and the home.
I bet it's
property.
50 yards. I don't have my marks on here anymore. I deleted that.
Seth's like, delete those fucking marks.
As soon as we got in the truck, I'm like, look right here. He's like, delete your track,
were
delete the marks.
Are you guys sharing again?
No,
oh,
we were not.
No.
That's
so funny if you guys were sharing with homegrowns on X and you're marking it, and all of a sudden Jeff goes on there. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you guys can't be trespassing.
So I felt bad last year because I got on top of a ridge, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what's over on the other side. And all of a sudden, I pull up the app and I look. I'm like, oh shit, I'm like 20 feet past the line. So I felt bad.
Last year, they were like, don't go on other people's property. Like,
right. Well, they said the same thing this year.
But like, they were like, don't do it. So like, I remember like looking at it and like, okay. I'm on here, and I think it was that last farm.
Yep. Yeah.
The last farm, because I think you and I were both, like, oh, no, I'm in the neighbor's land here.
And like, the Onyx thing. Because
there's no fence or nothing. It's just. Yeah.
That spot last year when I found my last shed, it was one of those deals where I came to a corner and a fence, right?
Yeah.
I open up the app, and I look. I'm like, this little grove of trees beyond this fence corner is under property. It was only, like, maybe 40 more feet in or whatever.
Oh, at Lambeau?
Yeah. So I went over the fence.
Yeah.
I was watching the app like crazy at that point.
I think I did the same thing. I think there was
like a
post.
Yeah.
Marking the corner.
Yep. So I went in there in that little grove of woods there. That's where I ended up finding that little shit in the shed. But yeah, I had the app open the whole time, zoomed way in. I'm like, okay, I actually skirted right on the property line and started working my way back in. So I was real careful when I dropped my pin for that shed. I'm like, I gotta make sure this sucker
move it over
so,
a couple.
Feet. Yeah, you know what I did? Like I literally saw outlines for a lot of things, but I didn't have my Wisconsin filter turned
on.
I'm just showing him where I'm showing Matt.
Oh, that's where he was down there.
Yep, the 40 acres to the north.
Okay,
are
see that sliver? That sliver, like honest to God,
There
102
was a,
yards.
There was a redneck blind right behind me.
Sure, yeah.
And then I, like, within 50 yards, and yep. I looked and I saw it. So I bet I saw it when I was on the line.
How sure, did, yeah.
There's, I suppose there's, it's just all woods.
Yeah.
So there's no way to tell.
No. Yeah. It wasn't a break in there
here's
at all.
The, or... Here's the deal. It was legitimately an honest mistake, and he. It's not like he was a half mile. Like, he,
oh, that's
he
still
was,
funny.
He was bow right range where... across the line.
Yeah.
But he 100 thought,
yards?
He legitimately thought he was on their property.
And it's so funny because when you look at the road, like, you guys got to go way to the left way and come way left, back down.
Yeah. So if you look, let's see, where was it? Their blind was like right there.
On the corner, yeah.
Yeah. So it was, you can kind of see there, like, there's a clearing. And then right there is where the crosshairs are. That's where I found
so
it.
So funny. I saw the clearing down the hill when I was on the ridge. And yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to go walk the edge of that. And then I pull up my honor. I was like, oh, no, I can't. I can't. It's not the route.
Well, yeah, because
I mean, I can see the blind right behind me.
So funny. So funny.
You were, Seth, you were walking on that line where the edge of the tree line to the field.
Yeah.
And then you seen where I was, and you're like, hey, just so you know, another 20 feet, you're on the property line. Yeah. So I'm like, all right. I went up there and skirted around that area and turned around and came back.
Around.
And
yeah.
And then here you got Corey just trampling through.
Chad was
the...
like, I'll go wherever if I want.
I own Buffalo County.
Oh, so funny. Honest
thought
mistake.
We were going to keep that on the DL.
Nah, it's all
that's
good.
That's fine.
It's all good.
We're just talking about this in his garage. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You want to know what's ironic is when they were pulling the sheds out, Jeff had actually, that older one, the year old one, that was like a buck that they knew. He's like, keep that one.
Oh, nice.
It was like he knew the name of that buck.
Was it the one that you found?
Yeah.
I don't know how those guys keep them things straight, man.
He was like, that's
when you're getting so many pictures, as many pictures as they do of all year.
Right.
Well, first he asked what property it was on, and he said that 40.
The neighbors?
Yeah. Well, he said that 40. He's like, it's that buck. Save that one. So I think, so like you can't keep your sheds. Like, I think some of those target bucks, that's why they don't want you to, because I think they have the progression of that buck.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Half the funnel.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
That's the best part, is all your hard work watching the rack get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. But
sorry.
When you're doing the counting, when we hit our 65, and then Jeff's team was after us, right?
Yep.
They counted to 70. Jeff actually looked at me. He goes, if we would weigh him, he goes, you guys would win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought we had more mass, more weight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So
our one camera guy that was with us found a perfect match set of spike, like right next to each other.
They're crossing. They're on top of each other.
Like 3.5 or 4-inch spikes or something like
that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a small at that time, well, we talked about this in the last podcast or the other podcast too. But anyways, we had all those different like contests or whatever. And one of them was the smallest shed found. It's like $500.
Yep.
We thought he had it nailed. You know, and one thing I've mentioned, I'm like, you know, if there's a tie, finding that pair on top of each other, because he took a picture of it too.
Yeah.
Right.
Finding it like that, that's got to be a tiebreaker right there. But then they came in. Somebody else had a fork that was like half the size.
Yeah,
right?
Half the length. Oh. So, yeah.
So there was no debating who got the smallest shed on that one.
Right.
Right.
It was good. We ended up coming back Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, Frick, I was tired. I was glad Tim stayed awake and was chatting it up because... Man,
you're lucky I talk in my sleep too, because dude, I know I fell asleep.
I was texting Tim.
Yep.
And then
you
guys
tried
said
to call
I
me.
Tried to call you because I'm thinking, oh, maybe on the way back. And
yeah,
like, I thought maybe you were tired. I'm like, well, I'll just sit there and chit chat, keep you awake.
Well, we thought we were going to stay another night because somebody told us we were staying another night. So, like, literally everybody's packing up. I was like, hey,
where's
everybody
going?
And they're like, we're leaving. I'm like, all our stuff's just yard sale in the basement.
Don't
not ready to go at all.
Don't kill the messenger. That's what I was told.
No, it's all good.
No,
you could have. From what I heard, you could have.
Oh, yeah. But it'd have been Jeff and his pregnant wife. Well, that would have been good.
Well, you guys could have did a one-on-one with Jeff if you wanted.
Oh,
really picked his brain.
I would love.
He looked tired.
Dude, I would love to chat it up with Jeff. But yeah, hosting all them people. I mean, he had to have been exhausted. I was like, if I was him, I can't imagine he wouldn't. You know, not be upset
no
at just
kids.
Having the house to himself that night.
It would have been different, like, if you would have stayed, you know what I mean? Like, but it's not like we're super tight with him.
Right.
Didn't grow up with him. I'm from Watertown. There's probably some bad blood there.
That's why we had
Did
to
you
leave.
Ever tell him you're from Watertown?
I told Joey.
He knows. He could tell.
The first year, he's like, oh.
He smells it on him.
That's why he's going to bed. That's why he went to bed.
You smell like Watertown.
You guys graduated around the same age.
What year did they graduate?
Jeff graduated a year before Matt, which was 04.
Matt graduated?
Yeah, Matt was 05.
Got you, sucker.
Yeah, I was 05.
Yeah, so you're a year. Maybe theirs was. There. Yeah, he was 03. 03 or 04. So
they're doing way better than I am.
So, yeah, homegrown, good time. Hopefully we get go back again someday.
Yeah.
If they're so inclined to invite us.
Yeah, they're probably not going to invite us now.
No,
because they're not going to invite
me. Because they texted me and they said, okay, we got a plan. Like, they want you to do an episode on Friday and Saturday. And I'm like, yeah, that's usually what we do. And then you guys are like, no. No.
I didn't know any of that information.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but yeah. It didn't matter.
Don't kill the messenger.
I figured we'd do one episode on Saturday recapping how the hunt went.
Yeah, we figured we were going to be doing one there those guys.
We're going to get a text next year and be like, yeah, you guys coming back out again? Like, yeah, for sure. Yep, Corey can't come. Yeah. We got pictures on the neighbor's property. We're getting sued.
We listened to that episode where you guys talked about it.
Yeah. We're getting sued.
This is all allegedly. We don't know. There's no tracks. There's no marks. This is all allegedly. So, yeah. Pretty
whatever.
Funny.
Shit happens.
It does. So, anyways.
Well, we can, what I was kind of thinking here is we can either wrap this up and do another one, or we can just keep going. If anyone has to go to the bathroom, we can keep going and just do a part one, part two.
I say we wrap it up and start fresh.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with Border Outdoors, I'm Mac.
I'm Corey.
I'm Seth.
I'm Tim.
We'll talk to you guys later.